I'm very good, thank you. Looking forward to getting going again.
Yeah, certainly looking that way. It looks like a very exciting season in the Championship. And I just want to have a look at the top two to start off with, Chris. It looks like it's going to be exciting. Quite a few teams there will be looking for automatic promotion this season.
Yeah, well, it's not as easy to call as last year, is it, when everyone sort of looked at Newcastle and thought, well, there's one place gone, who's going to get the other one? It's very much sort of, you know, the two at the top are open. I think everyone's looking at Villa, because I think it's a fairly safe bet, safe-ish bet that they'll be up there, just because they did a lot of business in January, so it's a settled team. They've got great players. Manager knows what he's doing. If they don't make the top two, they've certainly underachieved, I would say. Middlesbrough can't look far away from them. Very, very astute signings they've made. They're, you know, established Championship players like Johnny House and Brett Sombalonga. They've got a team that just looks like a Championship winning team to me, that one.
I think you are right there, to be fair, Chris. And one side that I've been looking at as maybe not up in the top two, but certainly challenging from maybe not even some of the additions, but being able to keep the squad together is Fulham. It looks like there might be a side that are going to cause a bit of a challenge this season.
Well, if last season they didn't go by, I mean, I saw them take on Huddersfield a few weeks before the end of the season and absolutely smashed them at their place. I mean, I think it was 5-1, and that's what they're doing to everyone in the last few months of the season. The way they were playing, it was beautiful to watch. Counter-attacking football, really fluid. I mean, I don't think you would have seen anyone who bet against them in the playoffs. I think everyone thought they were probably going to do it, and then they just sort of had a couple of off days, didn't quite make it. But yeah, if they're going to resist bids for the best players, which it looks like they're going to, if they can start this season like they finished the last one, you know, they'll take some serious stop. And the only problem is whether they can keep them out at the back end.
No, I think you are right there. And looking at the top six as a whole here as well, Chris, it feels quite a lot like the top four in the Premier League. Quite a lot of teams, their ambitions and their hopes will be securing a top six place. But I could count maybe nine or so teams that will be hoping for that top six placing now this season.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, certainly. Because you look at teams like Chef Wed, who you could arguably put in as a potential candidate for the top two. Carlos Carvajal under a lot more pressure than he has been before, though. So that remains to be seen. I think they'll have to get off the fly, or he'll certainly find himself under a bit of stress. Wolves are the dark horse. No one really knows quite what to expect from them, because they've bought half the Portuguese league. They've got a Portuguese manager. It really depends. I think their fans are really optimistic, and they've signed some, on the face of it, good players. But you just never know how they'll adapt to the Championship.
No, I think you are right there. And one team that I want to bring up as well, Chris, is Leeds United. Personally, I have them maybe challenging to be somewhere in and around there. A lot of optimism from Leeds fans from what they've seen so far, but a little bit of an unknown quantity, because a lot of the players I really don't know too much about. Obviously, we brought in from abroad the manager, Thomas Christiansen, as well. I think they'll be hoping to capitalise on that optimism from last season and really try and get in the top six this time around.
Yeah, well, in a way, they're in very much the same boat as Wolves, really, in the sense that they've got a lot of players who've not played in the Championship before. They've got a manager who's not managed outside of Cyprus. You just don't know. I mean, obviously, that it could work. It could be brilliant. But my only worry with when you get a lot of overseas players is not that they lack the ability or the strength or any of those things. It's just that the majority of them are not used to playing 46 games in a season. You look at the Portuguese league, they play 36, one cup competition. It's the same with the majority of leagues in Europe, unless you get into the sort of really top ones. And I just worry that it can take quite a long time for those players to settle in, and you might end up losing a bit of ground at some stage in the season as they get the grips with the league.
Yeah, you are right there, because if there's one thing we know from the Championship, it's competitive and certainly unforgiving there as well. And looking at the top six, Chris, who do you think might be a couple of dark horses that might be able to break into it? I've been looking at the likes of Cardiff, never won a write-off a Neil Warnock side, or maybe even Birmingham along the way. Who do you think might be shockers are seeing in the top six this season?
Yeah, Cardiff aren't a bad show. I mean, I know Neil, and Neil knows the Championship as well, better than anyone, really. He's a very pragmatic sort of guy, so you'll not be wedded to any kind of philosophy or anything like that. You'll do you know, Neil, you'll do what it takes to win and you grind. And I imagine nobody will want to play Cardiff this season. It'll be a horrible team to face. So they're a dark horse. I'm not quite sure they've really got the quality to break into that top six, given what everyone else has got. Derby are a good dark horse. It's odd calling them a dark horse because they've been so fancied for the past few seasons. But with a little, you know, there's a little bit of the pressure off them. People maybe aren't quite expecting as much, but they've signed some decent players like Tom Oddleston and Gary Rowett, again, guy who knows exactly how to get results in this division. So I think Derby won't be far away. They'll certainly not be as easy to beat as they have been in recent years.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be interesting to see how Derby get on there as well. Chris, let's have a look at who we might be thinking might be struggling a little bit this season. I was taking a bit of an office survey and the three teams that kept popping up were Bolton, Burton and Millwall. They seem to be the three teams that a lot of people are writing off this season.
Well, I mean, Burton, it's a financial fact, isn't it? I mean, they're always it's going to be very, very tough for them to compete on the budget. To be in this division at all is an absolute miracle, and we've stayed in it last year. I mean, you could argue Nigel Clough was manager of the year for what he did. But yeah, they're always going to struggle if they lose a couple of players to injury, if someone gets signed in January, they lose a key player before the end of August. It's such fine margins with them, and they can't afford to go out and spend the big bucks. It's all on coach and all on team spirit. So yeah, they're always going to struggle. Bolton, unless things get sorted behind the scenes, Phil's going to struggle there because you can't sign his his way out with trouble. There's financial problems ongoing. There's debts. It's a hard one, really. And there's one team I would add to that mix is maybe Ipswich. There's a lot of unrest there at the minute. They've got an absolute pounding pre-season, and the fans are already mutinous before it's even kicked off. I feel sorry for Mick McCarthy because the fact is he doesn't get any money to play with there. He's keeping them up on pure coaching, trying to beg, steal and borrow players, loanies, freebies, and all the rest of the teams in the division are chucking, you know, 5, 10, 15 million pounds at single players. And over time, you're just going to get edged down and down and down. And that's what's happened to Ipswich. There hasn't been the investment in the team. And the longer that continues, the closer they'll get to the bottom. And yeah, I think they'll struggle.
Yeah, I think you are right there, to be fair. Certainly one to keep the eye on this season. It'd be a shame if anything happened as well, because you always get an interesting press conference with Mick McCarthy. There's no doubt about that. Always an experience, yeah. Anyway. There's one team that I want to bring up as well, just finally as well, Chris, and one that I was a bit worried about with everything that we've seen over the last couple of years is actually Hull. While they're newly relegated, I think they'll have enough to stop up, but just everything that's happening off the field, the problems between the fans and the owners, and you know some of the key players that they've lost, it just doesn't look really optimistic over at Hull at the moment.
No, and you look at what they've done, and you look at the ins and outs, and they've lost basically six first team players, and they've been replaced with adequate quality. I'm not sure they have. There's five lads come in, but you know, a lot of them are from lower leagues or haven't really done much in the last few years. So I don't know. I find it difficult to imagine them mounting any kind of sort of top six challenge, really, with the players they've got. It's a bit like Norwich. I think there's a bit of a rebuild going on, and they're not really one for this season. I think maybe you're looking at if they're sort of stabilising the championship this year and get the wage bill down a bit, and then maybe see where they are in the summer and go again. But you look at the first 11 they can potentially put out with Sam Kluka still. You know, I think they'll possibly leave before the end of the window. And is it up there with the top six and top six or seven teams in this division? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I think you're right there. And depressing to see what it is from what it was a few years ago over there at Hull. Well, Chris, I tell you what, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's been fantastic talking about the Championship. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
No problem, anytime.